This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you, that exceptional American, I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com, State of the Future. State of the Future. So we're going to try and bring you up to speed right now. Speeding, that's the film crew terminology, right? So we're speeding. Get you kind of acclimated into what is really truly going on right now in the world. It's a very, very busy, you would all agree, I suspect, that it's a very busy world. With all the different riots going on, everybody's licking their wounds right now all over the United States when you have an attack. This is really an attack on the United States internally. You cannot put it any other way with the simultaneous coordinated effort of all these riots happening at one time. And of course, they come in with Antifa, and then they got Black Lives Matter and all that good stuff. And you have the ugly beatdowns. There was some just brutal stuff going on there in Portland. A lot of this right now is beatdowns in Santa Monica, and a lot of these are directed at white people, I might add. So, this has been the whole mantra. And we just read to you one of the Black Lives Matter tweets that are out there that they're going to assassinate all white people. I don't know, that's why I say under consideration when you see this kind of stuff, and this was linked to me yesterday by one of our many citizen journalists. And I'll read you part of it right now. It's disturbing, but this isn't my field of observation. We've seen these things before many times over the years. From maybe not associated totally with Black Lives Matter. You've got to be kind of fair to the conversation, but this one comes from a incredibly reliable source to Agenda 21 Radio. And this was what came in yesterday. Says this is from Black Lives Matter. And it says this, double. It has a double X. Of course, that's the Nazi symbol, double X. We will listen to this. This is from Facebook. Now, it's interesting. We're doing some research with some of our citizen journalists on the Facebooking business end of things. And the Facebooking end of things is, of course, situation where they, you know, we're looking for derogatory, hateful speech and that sort of things that would normally violate what, you know, the Facebook rules or the Twitter rules and Twitter world and all that stuff. And of course, every time it's a leftist organization, they don't censor it. Oh no. This was certainly not edited by Facebook. It certainly is. This was 9 o'clock yesterday morning, and it says this, double X, red double X in front of it. We will be assassinating white families until justice is served, and we will set up in white neighborhoods and cities. It's time to take action. All white people must pay for their sins. They are evil and jealous human beings. Let's see you mourn over your uncooked disease, having families for once. White babies, old people, lawyers, police, etc. P.S. There are over 100 of us. Okay, so that's just a little, you know, just a little Facebook jolt out there. But there's no censorship that's gone on. Oh no, no, they won't. They won't do that. So that's, you know, obviously a bit of an issue, isn't it? I mean, when you're talking about genocide for an entire, really, they're talking about genocide. It says we'll be assassinating white families until justice is served. So what does that mean? 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 10 million, 5 million, 20 million white people need to go? Is that what they're talking about? Is that what they're looking for? Maybe. You know, maybe, well, who knows? But when you have that kind of speech going on, and this is not the first time I've seen this stuff. No, over the years, a ton of it, you know. A lot of it, including Mecha and La Raza, the hate groups that have generated. And by the way, there's some Mecha groups that are in schools that are doing legitimately good work. I know. I've worked with them before. And they don't want any piece of it. So you have to be discerning. And, of course, now with the revolution in full tilt, which it is. This is a communist revolution, a communist Nazi revolution. You must look at it that way. You can't look at it any other way. That's the enemy, you know, wherever you have this level of terror and fear. And, of course, they upped the level. First they went to the protest, and then now they have something to center around, which is this purported murder of the Floyd guy. And, of course, that's the big anchor point. Now, this is all, as we know, being orchestrated behind the scenes by Valerie Jarrett and Barack Obama. I mean, this is the standard process that we have seen before. They were like doing beta tests all during the Obama years so that now that we can overthrow the country. And I think what's happened, and I say this all the time, you can see they're being mission specific right now about what's going on. They're absolutely being mission specific. And, you know, what's going to happen here in the near future is, of course, they're going to step it up and become more violent. So as you go into these things, you start figuring out that they're going to be more and more violent as things go on. So we saw a lot of violence happening this time around compared to past demonstrations from these folks. And, you know, I think when we saw the Berkeley days and demonstrations and everything like that, those demonstrations by Antifa were lightweight. That's not the case right now. They're bringing in the heavies, and they mean to do harm, and they're going to victimize the weakest of everybody and take advantage of the weakest of all to victimize them first. That's exactly what they do. So in Santa Monica last night, you had an elderly white man beat down by a black man. Associated with what? Black Lives Matter. That's the terrorist organization. And they're plotting and scheming alongside, which is exactly what was going on. And we got the emails. We got not just the emails, but the posters promoting these things. They came in tandem. They came in tandem by Black Lives Matters and, of course, Antifa together, working together. So, you know, they're just using different names. And, of course, they're hiding behind the race one for one of them, black, meaning black-skinned people rising up and revolting against Americans. But they're always, if you take a look at them, there's some linkage always to the Communist Party USA. And so if you take a peruse to that little site, which we might do here in the next segment, and read a few statements from it, you know, remember, communism is an international event. Socialism is too. It's international. Communism and socialism are really pretty much the same thing. In communism, the state owns everything. Period. They own you and everything about you. You have no property rights. You have absolutely no property rights. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. We're coming up to a break right now. When we come back, we're going to kind of look into the Communist Party USA so you kind of get a flavor. This is a group working right here, right now, and of course the Democrats support this. Your Democratic Party, quote, has been hijacked by communists and Nazis and is radicalized Islamists. That's a fact. That is a fact. And they're going to get worse before it gets better unless we step up to crush them. And it's going to take you and 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 you as citizens in our military to do that. You got to be prepared. You have to be prepared. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to the Agenda 21 radio show. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com will be having our convention for the 7th Constitutional Convention. A lot of work to go to become a new state. And we're just moving down. You know, in spite of what's happening with all the riots, quiet or otherwise, we are moving down the road. Actually, we've set sail. We have set sail, and we are moving down the ocean, I guess. And nothing's going to stop us. We will become the 51st state, and it's going to happen sooner than you think. And, of course, it's kind of interesting that we have played this thing so right, actually. We predicted there would be a revolution, I guess you would say, at this point in time. And this is clearly this is not a revolution. It's not a civil war. But when I say a revolution, I meant in turnover and craziness going on, and war could have been a part of that. And, of course, it looks like more and more war is a part of it. It's already here, and it's asymmetrical right now, but it's going to be, hopefully, if we do or everything straight, we're not going to be in any type of shooting war or anything like that. We certainly don't want that. It's one of the reasons why we formed. It's a big reason why we formed New California, because we saw these trends coming. You could see them back in the 90s for sure. I was in the excuse me. I'm sorry. It's the Agenda 21 Radio Cafe. Gotta get it. Wow. Anyway, that's a big one. Shocking, I know. Gotta have that coffee. Anyway. So we've done everything strategically to become a new state, and you know, we've done the technical stuff, and it's interesting. I was talking to a lawyer, and he's listening right now, and we talked about the progression of the development of our government of New California, and we're getting to a stage in our development where we have done so much work as legislature with the Assembly and with the Senate and passing resolutions. And that we're looking more like a real stable government, and that means there's certain legal qualifications that you've risen to, which, you know, I don't understand it entirely, but you know, that's what you have attorneys for, right? And the explanation was very interesting. So we're fast approaching that level. In fact, we even said, well, we're at that level. So we're going to be doing some different things as we go forward. As we go forward in the next 6 months. So we've got, what's here it is, it's June, July, August, September, October, November, and November. Of course, we've got 5 months to the election. And, you know, we got a lot of work to do. We absolutely have a lot of work to do. We're gonna get her done. We're going to get her done. Anyway, I'm really liking that idea of getting her done, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean. Okay, anyway, I want to get back into this thing. I'm going to pull up the Communist Party USA thing. I do want to go back, and I'm going to check for, I got a little thing beeping in my ear telling me there's something going on at Fox. But before we even get to that, I am going to do this because I want to tell you just an incredible story. We'll get to the Communist Party USA, but I want to definitely get beyond that right now because this is way more important. And that is the liftoff of the SpaceX launch on Saturday.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
America has launched.
One Alpha.
It's
So Rises, the new era of American spaceflight, and with it the ambitions of a new generation continuing the dream. 20 seconds into flight, stage one propulsion is nominal.
T-plus 30 seconds into this historic mission. Flying crew on board Dragon and Falcon 9, and look at them go!
Falcon power, telemetry nominal.
M1D throttle down.
We're throttling down to get ready for the period of maximum dynamic pressure. We're in the throttle bucket. Reports say all systems are go.
Vehicle is supersonic.
We've exceeded Mach 1 on the Falcon 9.
M1D throttle up.
We're throttling back up to full power as we're through Max Q.
Copy, 1 Bravo.
And we heard that 1 Bravo call out. That's just the second abort zone that they're in. They'll continue to be on this until the first stage has done its job and they switch over to the second. At this point, Bob and Doug pulling about 2.3 times the Earth's gravity, already moving at over 1,500 miles per hour.
We've heard the call out for MVAC engine chill. That's getting the MVAC engine ready to light. That'll come at about 2:44 into flight. Right now, everything continuing to look good. Next major event coming up is going to be the triple. We'll have main engine cutoff of the 9 first-stage engines, stage separation, and then ignition of the second-stage engine to continue to carry astronauts into orbit. Coming up in about 20 seconds.
M1D throttle down.
We heard we're throttling down the Merlin engines on the first stage. And we have Miko.
Miko.
2 Alpha.
Falcon stage separation confirmed.
Copy, 2 Alpha. MVAC ignition.
All right, we have stage separation confirmed. The first stage beginning its flight back. The second stage being powered by that single Merlin 1D vacuum engine has ignited and is now carrying Bob and Doug into orbit. So they're going to continue under the power of this second stage.
Stage 2 propulsion is nominal.
Which will cut off at SECO, or second engine cutoff, at about 8 minutes and 44 seconds into today's flight. So a little over 5 minutes to go still on this second stage. You heard the call out to Alpha, so they're now in the longest abort zone that carries them all the way from about North Carolina up the eastern seaboard almost to Canada. Things looking good, though. Getting good call-outs. Nominal propulsion on that second stage. Bob and Doug continuing to make their way into orbit.
Dragon SpaceX, nominal trajectory.
Acquisition of signal in Bermuda.
SpaceX Dragon, nominal trajectory.
All right, hearing nominal trajectory, so Dragon pointed in the right direction, continuing to make their flight uphill. Heard acquisition of signal Bermuda. That's one of the other ground stations that they're
okay,
using.
Okay, so what's going on now? We're 4 minutes and 13 seconds after launch at this point in time, and I'm going to kind of put it in the background back here. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. This is a great story. But I went to the market the other day, and there's a young man in there that I've known for years and been following him and his family. And he has a young boy, and he approached me just out of the blue. I was just shopping along, and he came up to me, and he says, "Hey, Paul, I want to tell you, I sat and watched the launch with my son this morning."
A little over 4 minutes, 40 seconds into the flight.
He says, "I can't believe,
at more than 5,600 miles
after all these years, I got to sit and watch one of those launches I used
already
to see
almost 200
with
miles
my own son."
From the Kennedy Space Center. Nominal trajectory.
Shocking.
Continuing.
Absolutely shocking. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Next generation. Here we go! Hello, cold war.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, we're watching the SpaceX launch, and now we're watching the re-entry. Are you ready for this? The re-entry of the booster rocket. Yeah, it's coming back to Earth, and it's re-entering. It's going to land on a small little barge, believe it or not. And I'm going to turn it up the volume here. You can hear some of this stuff. They've got the second stage burn right now going on, but the main boosters...
That entry burn continues. We're just about a minute away from SECO. We'll have a number of events all happen in rapid succession. Second engine cutoff.
Stage one.
We'll be looking for that stage one landing burn shortly after.
Stage one landing burn. It's coming down.
Just within a few seconds of each other.
We've got an incredible shot
on
the
side. Cool view on your left screen, seeing Bob and Doug on Dragon.
Well, they got the cool view.
And now you can see the displays that they are seeing.
But on the
right
hand side, you've got the visual of the re-entry of the first stage coming in. It's about to go through the first layer of clouds right now, so we're going to kind of lose
the... We are coming up 25 seconds or so away from SECO, or second engine cutoff.
Second engine cutoff,
also the point where Bob and Doug are experiencing their highest G-force. We're seeing the counter tick up to right about 1.8.
Copy, Shannon.
You heard Shannon, so that just means they're in their final abort zones. If they were to abort at this point, would either be in abort to orbit or to land off the coast.
So they've taken away
Ireland,
the this
standing by for
right now
off confirmation.
MVAC throttle step. MVAC shut down.
Stage one landing layer.
Confirmation of Seiko's second engine cutoff.
Yep, now they got the barge out here.
Now we are waiting for our first stage to make its way to our drone ship. Of course, I still love
you. Dragon SpaceX, nominal orbital insertion.
And here comes
confirmation, nominal.
This is just incredible. Here comes the landing on the second stage on this barge.
What you're seeing on your screen is a live view of our drone ship.
I just want to explain something that you're hearing. You hear a lot about, of course, I still love you. This is the drone ship that is going to be responsible for retrieving the first stage that will jettison into the Atlantic. These are reusable. Remember, these boosters or stages are reusable. Two different drone ships will be picking them up. So when you hear that, it's not a country love song. It's really a way and a means by which they reuse these devices when they come back down to Earth before they just go into the ocean and you start from scratch. Elon Musk and SpaceX.
It's already landed. We'll cut Neil off here, and he's losing the celebratory announcement of SpaceX
orbital insertion. So that Falcon 9 and Dragon
that
right now
stages that. I think that's one of the most thrilling things. I mean, the heck with the space launch thing. I know how great this is, and what I find absolutely amazing is the technology is so advanced over the last 10 years of what you see in the space shuttle. All this stuff is incredible technology. And the space, from the spacesuits to inside the cockpit to the digital displays that are up there, it's just absolutely phenomenal to see what a leap we have made in sending people off to outer space. Now these guys are up there. I think they've already gotten, we'll see what happens, I think, with the space stations that's up there. But what is really amazing is, of course, that the booster rocket has actually landed on the drone ship. It landed. It came screaming down. And normally what happens is these boosters are completely lost. But this one landed. Came down successfully again. And they've been doing this, you know, for several years to try and perfect this. That's a huge savings. Absolutely a huge savings to anybody who's going to be putting these rockets up there. So anyway, yeah, that's just a cool deal, dude. I mean, that's just a real cool deal. I'm thinking if we get this thing rocking and rolling, and I know we got some people who want to call in. We're going to see if we can get this system to work properly this time, or maybe the operator work properly. We've been having a number of glitches going on with some of our sound components, if you will, on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're trying to stop it. I don't know what the problem is. Today seems to be like it's less fussy from what we understand. Only a couple of places was it not so fussy today. But less fussy going on in the studio. It's quirky. It's quirky because there's people who, there's real people who want to not have us broadcast, as you'd probably figure, right? Yeah, it's just, and again, now it's quirky. It's quirky. We're going to set this whole thing up. And get going. Now, there we go. Now I know we're going. So you can call in. Where is our phone number? 215-TOP-TALK is the telephone number to call in. 215-TOP-TALK. TOP-TALK is the telephone number you can call in. Okay, so anyway, this whole SpaceX thing with Elon Musk. Remember a couple weeks ago we were out there saying, hey, don't leave California. Went down to Tesla and had a rally down there. It was great. It was absolutely fantastic. And I know that Elon was there watching. He was there. We know he was there, but we don't know all the things that happened with him. But anyway, so Elon Musk launches another one, which is really, really good. And they don't have any. The problem is that they broke away at the wrong time. We wanted to see the actual landing. And you can see these landings. You know, they've got YouTubes of these landings of these things coming down. And their successes and their failures. Because there's a lot. Think about this. You're dropping, you know, from around 40, 50 miles up. You're dropping, this thing weighs about a couple tons, right? So this is something that's just absolutely amazing to see this level of sophistication to make this happen. Absolutely amazing. All right. Trump calls for law and order. This was going along with this. Richard Fowler. Contract America has its citizens with its citizens is broken. We'll be hearing from him like right now.
President Trump calls for law and order as we've seen torch police cars in Philadelphia, looting right here in New York City among the destruction. What needs to be done moving forward to ease the tensions between protesters and law enforcement? Let's bring in Fox News contributor Richard Fowler. Richard, good morning.
It's good to see you, Ed.
Good to see you, Richard. I hear people saying, where's the Dr. King of this generation? Where's the man or woman of any race, frankly, who can step up and kind of say, enough is enough, here's the way forward? What are your thoughts this Monday morning?
Listen, I got to tell you, last night I joined with thousands of other D.C. residents in protesting, right, and saying that a black life matters. And here's what I learned when I was out there. I saw so many young people, people from all different races and all different cultures. And just moments after that, hours after I returned home, we saw D.C. sort of plunge into violence. Right. And what it made me remember is this. The protesting, right, which is what people are saying, here's what we need, here's what we want to move this country forward. What these rioters are doing, and they're both on the left, on the far left, and they're also on the far right, they're using the protest as a vehicle to engage in this violence.
See, because Richard Fowler is a leftist, in my opinion, and I wanted to put this out here, he's a Black Lives Matter kind of guy. And he says the protesters on the left and the right, no, they're not. No, the protesters are not on the right. They are not out there protesting and fighting back. No, in fact, if you take a look at the videos, Richard, it's Antifa and Black Lives Matters that are beating down white people. Next it'll be Hispanics. Next it'll be blacks because they're American citizens. That's the trajectory here. There will be no discrimination on beatdowns if you're an American citizen. Doesn't matter if you're white, doesn't matter if you're black, beatdowns will be simple and straightforward.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, so who is this Antifa group? And we did a thing on Antifa. And the reason is Antifa is a Nazi group, and it's Nazis. And when they first came out several years ago as an Antifa group, that and they brought out the flags and stuff like that, you know, it was, they were proclaiming to be a leftist group, no big deal, you know, part of their communist, if anything. They weren't anything like Nazis. You know, they're trying to erase the history of the Nazis, right? That's what they're trying to do. And, of course, the bottom line was, no, no, no. You know, they're just as Nazi today as they were in the 1930s and 40s, in the 1930s primarily. And Antifa has a certain specific tactic that who they are and who they represent themselves to be. That's the other thing. They are the front runner to other things that happen later. They're going to bring in other elements later. They're going to do even more dastardly and dirty deeds. That's Antifa. Now, it's interesting because I'm looking at the definition. I pulled this up from Fox because they've got a clip I want to hear here. And it says, I'll give you sort of the definition of it so you understand. Antifa, the far-left militant movement that calls itself anti-fascist, has no defined organizational skills. Blah, blah, blah. The collection of autonomous Antifa groups is mostly left-wing left-wing cities, sees itself as a descendant of the European anti-Nazi movement. That is not true. Anti-Nazi movement, that is not true. They were a Nazi movement. Shocking. Let's clarify this as you listen to this. The
majority of protesters were peaceful. That wasn't the case in Portland, Oregon, all thanks to Antifa.
Get on the ground! Get on the ground!
Child, go back.
Shut the
go back.
DHS, you stop,
old
piece of.
You're in the middle of a public park, you pigs.
I cannot believe they have to take that. How proud their parents must be. Here with more is journalist Andy Ngo, who shot the video. You'll remember he was targeted by Antifa over the summer. Andy? You see, you make it's clear that a lot of people there were peaceful protests. They got to miss school, too. So how many were Antifa?
Yeah, so on Friday, hundreds of thousands around the world marched, and in spite of the apocalyptic language and fear-mongering about the climate, it was peaceful, except for in Portland, where a faction of Antifa militants dressed head-to-toe in black and wearing masks showed up and commandeered part of the demonstrations. They replaced the chants about the climate to expletives against the police. There were several arrests throughout the day. One of the violent suspects who was arrested, who has a big Antifa tattoo on his neck, was found to be carrying a cache of weapons, including a dagger, a switchblade, a hammer, and brass knuckles. As if that wasn't bad enough, once the climate strike was over, these group of masked militants descended on the local ICE facility, the same facility that was under a five-week siege last year, and began to throw projectiles like rocks at the federal officers who were protecting the facility. When they responded, they all took off running in different directions, and that's what you see in the video.
Andy?
Police who were chasing them dropped some of the ammunition, and one of the masked Antifa people attempted to pick it up. You can see the abuse that the police endured that day. Antifa says that they organized to oppose the far right, but really they just use that as a pretense to take to the streets to...
See, he's right. This guy's got it. It's a pretense to take to the streets. And they are Nazis. They're not anti-Nazis. They're Nazis. You know that. And again, you might say, well, they were anti-socialist back in the day of Nazis, right? Back in the Nazi days. And that may be true because, you know, they were rounding up the so-called socialists at the time, right? And the communists at the time. Excuse me, the communists were. The Nazis, being socialists, were rounding up the communists. Let me put it to you that way. So this and the trade unionists and all these other groups, right? But they were using themselves as a pretext for violence, which is exactly what he just said here in the article. This is good. I like this.
Through a number of issues and to push their political agenda.
True. Andy, a couple of things. You were attacked. You know this personally. So you understand what they're violently capable of. But seeing those two kids, they look like white kids, late teens, early 20s. Is that typical Antifa?
This group that demonstrated on Friday was a bit younger than what the average Antifa member is, you could say. And this was their youth wings. And what's concerning about this to me is that this movement is able to recruit younger and younger people. I mean, many of these masked people were really children. And you see how they've bought on to this narrative that the police are evil, and they have no hesitation in not just showing disrespect to law enforcement, but hatred and right. trying to actively get in the way of an arrest.
Right. Andy, we have to go to break, but if you're a kid and you're screaming at a cop like that and challenging a cop, that police chief's got to empower his officers to arrest these guys, leave them in jail for a week or two, and then we'll see how militant they are when they get out. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it.
Okay. That's the way it works with these folks. They cover their masks. They cover their faces for the most part. But, you know, they're a very violent group. And it's amazing to see kids this young with so much hate. And they go for the young ones and bring them up. So you've got several years of young ones that have been recruited in the Antifa movement that's out there right now. They're kind of ripening, I guess you'd say. And that's why the violence has spread so well. And then the Black Lives Matters, you know, starts coming in. And I urge the president, he's got, there's two other groups you have to designate, I think, that really will stop a lot of this, designate as terrorist organizations, and that's Black Lives Matter and clearly the Muslim Brotherhood, because they're behind a lot of this too. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back. Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. It was kind of interesting. The last name of the guy who was leaning on Floyd in his neck was Chauvin. You know, we get curious around here at Gen 21 Radio when certain things happen, and lo and behold, we go to Wikipedia every once in a while. And, you know, we're looking at some stuff that's pretty dicey for this guy in his relationship to, wow, FARC, of all places. Oh, if you know, back in the day, you know, he had some major issues going on. Yeah, in Quito, just to mention a few. I'm teasing you, of course. We're going to cover all this and more because, you know, WikiLeaks is just a bevy of information. Going back to April 2nd, 2009, on a Thursday. Yeah. Police unit investigated while Chauvin case inches forward. What? Was this guy down in Colombia, in Quito, Ecuador? What was he doing down there? What was he messing with? Well, you know, I don't know, but they do a lot of drugs down there, and they do a lot of human trafficking down there. What is narco trafficking? Chauvin, whose ties to FARC narco trafficking were uncovered by the police unit, is at least inching forward due to the courage of the prosecutor. The President Correa is threatening reprisals against the prosecutor and intends to bring another bad guy, Chauvin ally and former minister Gustavo Lara, back into the cabinet. Shocking. Shocking. Aren't you shocked that maybe this guy has some sort of connection down to, well, the narco trafficking areas? You know, when you start looking at these folks that are coming up with all these names, and names have meaning, believe it or not, in WikiLeaks. Names have meaning. Isn't that something? My phone's lighting up, by the way, just to let you know. I love it when this happens, don't you? Anyway, we got to move on right now. And remember, stay strong, America. We got a lot of things going on. We understand we're going through some very, very bad times. But you need to know this is a designed war against us in this country. And we need to wake up. and you need to do the right things to make these things stop, I would join and become a part of and donate to the New California State Movement. That's the tip of the sword, ladies and gentlemen, and we know it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.